1, 2, 3 lang pataan. Maluha rin sa mani.
Nagurong na kanupayak niya. Umuwa, awarta ka si Baluke, kanukag lang, potigira lalo kita. Kanukag pagsiruksin. Awarta ka niya ka din.
Eh?
Yeah.
Liwaya ka no, mali pichok.
Pichok mali. Tak
Liwaya pichok ng to mali. Tala mali pilihan ko, awarta ko tuloy na milan. Kats piyaw sa kautsal. Okay. Spirit of the Rainbow Project. So, you know, keep in your gun.
Right in relation with what Gordon was doing with what happened in Kotzebue, I think we're slowly seeing things happen that, you know, it's pretty much people are starting to figure out how it takes to get freight and what it takes to get a phone call to Anchorage to pretty much deal with the same problem again, which is drug abuse and alcohol, mostly in our region. Anyway, what happened a couple months ago, or about 3 months ago, Kathy Garfield went to a drug and alcohol seminar in Anchorage. And when you have a seminar, you have a choice of a lot of things to go to. She just happened to pick one that dealt with what they call a Four Worlds Project, which originated out of Canada. And the title of their project is The Spirit of the Rainbow. What it does is that it is the first program I've ever seen that really deals with the problem. There's an old saying that, I guess it come from the cowboys, that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Well, if you look at what happens with the problems that we have with alcohol, that it's clearly a problem that we have to deal with, not on an institutional basis. An example of that is that if we have a grant, say, from the state of Alaska, it usually comes with what they call a lot of strings attached. And those strings attached include requirements that if a program has to have a certain level of professional people, and that's what they get people from outside of the region to come in if they have a degree in social services and all that. They have to have a certain amount of education to implement whatever program needs to be handled pretty much by our people. The reason for that is the example that you've heard about, probably dealing with the Itkalyuks over in Alkali Lake, where they went from about 93 or 97% alcoholics to almost, I think it's down to about 5 or 7% now. I think the reason for that is real clear, that it was the first time that the people themselves decided to do something about the problem. In similar circumstances, this Rainbow Project generates that feeling from inside here that it's got to come out to where the people want to do something about the problem anyway. The other thing about that program is that I think what you have to look at it is a program for Inupiaq, if you look at it for survival, that's exactly what's happening, because if you look at alcohol and what it's doing to our people, it's just tearing them apart. I got some literature and an invitation to attend part of their program here back in December, I think it was, or late November, early December. And they had all the village coordinators from the region at that meeting. And I missed the first day, but I caught all the morning sessions after that. And what it deals with is the problem of alcohol, but when you're dealing with alcohol as a problem, underneath that problem is a whole bunch of other ones. You have child neglect underneath that, that contributes to that problem. You have sex abuse, that's another contributor to that problem. You have other kinds of domestic violence that deal with that problem. But ultimately, you always go back to the person that has the problem anyway. And what that does is that program kind of goes directly to that person, and then it pays attention to that particular person, and as to why, with his history from the day he can remember, from what other people can contribute to his problem, that forces that person to have to deal with what's underneath the problem contributed to his alcoholism anyway. And that gets that really gets down to the bottom line, and it's sometimes it's not a very pretty thing to see. What is going to happen, though, is that if you're dealing with a person with a problem, there are all the social, the spiritual, and the physical makeup that contribute to that person. So if you're going to deal with that person's problem, it's got to be more of a broader contributor and a base of support to that person who's trying to do something for himself. By that I mean, if a person has a problem with alcohol, but he also has a problem with neglect or something else, that that community support has to be more broad-based than just isolating, in the case he has a spiritual problem, instead of just isolating the religious aspects of the thing. Or if he has a sex abuse problem, then it doesn't stop with just that person, because there has to be some support behind that person to help him really do something with himself or herself. So what this program has to have is what they call a holistic approach to the problem. The holistic is not holy that way, it's whole this way. Anyway, during the course of that session, there was a lot of discussion on, and they put it on a sort of a blackboard to have you look at what the total makeup of a person is. But the thing about that program, and I've talked to Robert Sheldon about it, and I've talked to Robert Newland, is that this could be looked at from the negative sense as something potentially destructive, in that I think from the standpoint of our survival as a people, there are people out there that are trying to force us to change that would interpret this as maybe a spiritual movement, or it would maybe be interpreted as a total Inupiaq movement. But you know, it's really, what's wrong with that? What has to happen, though, is that to get that broad-based support from the people is that we have to have all the people kind of agree that this maybe needs to happen. But what it always goes back to is that it goes back to the person with the problem. And if you can't motivate that person to come from within to deal with his problem, then you really haven't done nothing for it. In the case of the situation of Kotzebue going dry, for example, I mean, look at, it's sort of like, I guess some people term it sort of like a honeymoon period, that after everything wasn't available in Kotzebue anymore, everything looked real good all of a sudden. Well, as a part of that, and looking at it as just a symptom, you know, even at that level it looks good. But sooner or later, as people find out how to go around the system to get especially liquor here in our region, it's going to slowly progress to back to what it was. And on top of that, in the next year you're facing another petition in Kotzebue to vote the town wet again. So beneath dealing with the symptom is that the best way to deal with the problem of alcohol is get to the person so that he doesn't need it anymore. And this is what that program forces the inside of you to deal with at that level. So after that first session, some of you might have maybe even heard from the coordinators in the village, like Lewis Skin up in Selwick, Rhoda Tork from Kiana. From here it was Kathy Brown. And there was a representative from different villages, but I think that was the first time that a group of people ever sat down together, listened to what was presented to them, and then really saw that this had probably the best potential of working. In the meantime, Manilik had gone after this grant from the Kaiser Foundation, which is a big aluminum manufacturer, and they put together a program for a grant, and they got the grant. Well, the thing about this grant is that virtually there are no strings attached, that we can use this money to implement this program on our people. And I think, you know, with the town going dry here in January, that maybe this should have been happening in the second week of January, but these people are really overloaded right now that have started the program. They went from Alkali Lake to a whole bunch of villages in Alaska. They've done seminars down in the South 48 with other Indian groups and all throughout Canada. So from a core group of seven people, those people are really having a lot of demands on them for their time. So things couldn't happen until on this April 6th, on this coming April 6th, we're having a meeting with the people that are coming back. And what I'd like to ask from the elders is to have their coordinator meet with these people. What we've got to do is we've got to discuss the program from how it fits our people. We've got to discuss this program to the time frame that these people can commit to it. And what that'll lead to, though, is that eventually we can find our own people that can get the same training that these people have gotten, and then have them do that program to our own people. So it'll be our own people dealing with our own problem. So they'll be up here on April the 6th, and I've asked for a meeting with them with Marie Green from Manilik, with Chuck Green from the borough. I haven't asked Robert Sheldon yet, but I'm going to ask him to come. And I'll ask the whoever elder is available, probably just from the local area for now, and I'd like to ask Robert to attend, and possibly Alfred also.
Pete, but, if Robert is available, I'd like to be involved with Robert.
Like I said, you know, any elder that's available can attend also. But what we need to see, though, is we need to see if our people can pull together enough of a enough of a support group to implement this program. And what they'll do is the same thing they did when we first sat down, was that they'll explain to us what the program is, what it's going to do, and what we have to do to get going on it. I brought some material on the thing. I don't have enough copies to go around, but what I can do is pass the material out, and between now and the time April 6th comes around, if you have anything that you want to know about it, either get a hold of me and Nana or Robert in Norvik, and then what we'll try to do is do our best to explain to you what we know about the program. So basically that's about it for that Spirit of the Rainbow project. Anybody got any questions?
Pete,
When we had the Northwest Mayor Conference in Galena, the vice mayor, I was over there. The Alkali people made a presentation to us, and I really wanted to go into it, you know, but I'm glad that Pete attended the workshop. And I would like to encourage the elders here, if I may speak in Eskimo. I was really encouraged about how they work the program. We saw it in the TV reel that they had, and I think it would be worthwhile to look into for our area, for some of the treatments that we need in our area.
Get a bag. Okay. No. Excuse me, thank you. What a manna, Pete Gumako take a can you get a loop in Pilla Pay, Sari Kutuba, or call luck to one in your pay one? Takanaki get taruk, both Kikarugalu. Tabrumba, Tangak, or Lockney Sigilu, what a tamna, Panorum Yapi Yuxi, Sakano, Nakuna Yato, Yumaturo, Samakano, Uboat, Electric Sita, October, Utetel Senor, Petaman.
Karena iming asid kalawai putinyuk Tawulat nga ani kami Ema olak ni kiligi caktok Tawul muna suligaw Ikayutorok tamna Nami Kani Kinyunang menyukuni Olak ni kauni kayutorok tamna Programak olak ni kangat Wana We, you know, we treat alcoholics down here in Cotsview, but they go on the streets again, they start all over again, and this was a real helpful program that they have to kind of follow that person when he gets out of his treatment program. I thought it was something that we really need up here.
Bahut imajinik tu nanti kan ini rakyat, kalau tamne, nutamne mereka nunggu tiga hari tu, buka kaya nama naik kat pemuda. What causes depression? Maka nunggu tiga pemuda, tablungun ali, kau tiga, tak macam ik, panau binjam kumunga ingmik, ingmun nak awan rezeki. Noda tuwa kano hoting tuwa sa lepat ng matigil na pagkulik o kodika uwa noda pta tanga manna tumuloy depression ng subkanik si payam imit nun nakawa na kay hoting na nagaka ang ayo kaming imit matito kadawa sa lakwating tala tap nimit nun subkran na ekso dun ilirap to tuwa tanga manna tusok silang tigni itin na taksari ulingan at tigni sukunik ayaw manna ako. Ah, great.
It's really a tough thing to work. I mean, put an alarm for Kangani. The long Mizan National Nuck is nothing any second room in your bed, Katimano to wear in Lafney. Daniel Mana, I mean, but in your kind of chimic suck me and it must cure a yard darkness. Daniel Puro Dejah. It's a disease. For a long time, I couldn't understand the song on the lead singer. I did that in the song on the for a long time. I couldn't understand when they were saying that it was a disease. He's sick. There is no pure cure for an alcoholic. Utirachtok. Karala Bahumi Utirachtok. Kanuk, Karuki Bailey, Shama Sabinna Labachtok. They just got to make up their mind that they're going to help themselves. This is it, I'm going to quit, I'm going to do this for myself. Then they come to you and they talk with you and you have to have patience and talk. I was just as sick as he was, and I didn't know it. I used to try to punish him. That's not the way. You have to have patience and talk with them. Let them know you care, you love them. It's really, hard. There's such a thing as an alateen, which they call an alateen, that they have in the islands. These are just for the teenagers. Parents can't manage them. Maybe we parents are lacking some place to maybe we're not doing the right thing. Maybe we're not entertaining them. We're not. You know, man, they are it is some of you up. Some for after in the moon, not damn, and you're not damn. Found in the chin, who was in the damage to the queen, like you took it given it. The mother in your nachdur, we didn't have time to really get into too much mischief when we were young. And when our parents tell us what to do, something, Papa Ali, Abhi Pisukang, any kiddo, you do it or else. I never did find out what he meant by said or else, but it never did sound very good to me. I did it. After voting in the parliament, I'm going to change it.
May's right on that. Whoever's teaching these Yukat values should do his best to teach them from his heart. If you don't, your speech has no power behind it. This is what I say, not only once, even Selwood not too long ago. So whoever's going to be teaching, explain them the way they are, and you must try and live your own life up to the standards of what the values teach.
You will look up to what may you never look up to. When you work, try out the narrative, the narrative, the narrative,
was a madam spirit of the rainbow man no can you tell me that madam go agree can you tell me that that na chimi ka doctor khano khano chimi ni isu dilla na ko can you come to go ma mo wakti ke samma pe yu nya padan nu ta yo yu mung na ku na yak to encourage all
this a film? Spirit of the Rainbow? A film?
Yeah, I have a film out called, was it, they showed it, I think at the meeting last year, I can't recall the name. Yeah, the Honorable.
The Honorable, yeah.
Spirit.
Along with that, I think I agree that we can't make people Christian. They have to want it. But one thing we're trying to do through the legislature is to try to make it harder to get alcohol through the mail, you know, and also to make it a bigger penalty. You're bootlegging. I mean, we're still working on it in the Senate, but the way it used to work is that the, you know, if you got caught bootlegging, all you do is pay a fine and then they'd be back in it again because it's so, they make so much money. So we're trying to make it so that if somebody's going to bootleg, they're going to have to think real hard about it because the penalty, if we get it through the legislature, would be, I think, up to 5 years in jail and so many dollar fine. So somebody's really going to have to, you know, think hard if they're going to get into the business. But like I say, I think we can get it through the Senate. I don't know on the House side, but we're going to make it hard. And also we're, the Alcohol Beverage Control Board, the people who regulate the licenses, you know, they're trying to tighten up, but not enough. Right now, I think you can order, like 60 gallons at one time. we're trying to make it so that they'll keep track of the people who order, you know, large amounts of money. They have to report that to the ABC board. So we're trying to make it a little harder on the liquor industry. One good thing, though, is I went to one of the liquor industry's receptions in Juneau the other day, and one guy who owns a bar was telling me, he says, Willie, how do you feel about gambling? I said, why? He says, well, it's hard to make a living selling liquor anymore. So I didn't have the heart to tell him that was good news, you know. But I think more people are aware of the destruction, you know. We spend so much money in the state just trying to pay for the problems of alcohol. I mean, when you total up the police forces, you know, the alcohol money that we pass out, you know, to the different organizations, all the health payments that we have to pay, we think it's, you know, about $150 million a year just to take care of the problems that alcohol cause. You know, so we're going to try to make it harder, you know, for people who are in the business of selling alcohol, and but they, you know, they have quite a bit of power in the legislature, not as much as they used to, but we're going to try to change the laws so that it'd be, you know, a little harder on the on the people who are involved in selling it, shipping it, and that sort of thing.
Spirit committee would take a pan and down a canoe class. It would make some luggage. We first
started
as spirit committee.
I know that.
I was, we were those two, you know.
I know that Nana and Madhya have encountered that name, and that's why I didn't see this anything wrong with this one here. Just a program name.
Okay. But, we're going to see it. So we have number 8, other business. I would like to. We had 3 resolutions passed in our January 20 meeting. One of them was option law. The elders asked if 18 year age could be taken off, you know, the election. Is there anything there?
I don't have anything to report. It's just, it's going to be real hard to do.
Yeah, you said that.
You know, right?
I remember that.
For one thing, we have only 60 days left, and but I think it's something that we need to work on. I don't know if we can. One thing we're trying to do is, on that local option law, right now, you know, we got about a year, you know, from the time a community goes dry, you know, but the problem is that there's nothing to, I mean, the liquor board won't give the license in that year, but there's nothing to stop the local community from bringing it up again, right? And so I was thinking about trying to change it so that the town, you'd have at least a year in there where, you know, you wouldn't have to be faced with an election, right? So the city council sort of controls when that issue comes up for a vote again. You know, it might be 3 or 4 months or 6 months, but, you know, even though they won't give the license right away, the liquor board won't give the license, still, there's nothing to keep them from having a vote on it. So what I'd like to do is at least have at least a solid year, you know, to let people get used to not having it available. So we're trying to work on that some too.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Chairman, Willie, one question. You know, before they used to have 90 days to, you know, get up again, but that changed, right?
Well, the way the time frames are, yeah, it's more than that. It's really about a year, I think, when you know, because they have so much time to kind of shut things down, you know. And then, but when I asked the director of the alcohol board when they give a license, he said they wouldn't give a license, you know, in that period of time, that year. I think that people ought to have a chance to see how it works without having to be faced with an election.
You want to
bring this up, or you want to just
after? We passed 2 resolutions. One is civil nearly, and we had one from the city council of Kotzebue taken to us by Mike. You know, Tanga Tauramuna, Tanga Pass of Kapachuli, John Bingley's.
What we're doing is we're trying to put a lot of those alcohol bills into one bill. We've been working on that, and we've got good support from some of the city people, so.
Okay. Go.
Willie, you want
to? Yeah, I just Robert showed me a couple of resolutions that I guess the IRA is going to push during the annual meeting here. One is a drug testing program where they're asking NANA to require drug testing in our among our employees. And the other one is sort of supporting the Inupiaq Iliqpisiq program and the values. I don't think we have any particular problem with the resolutions themselves, but I think there's a certain process by which these resolutions come, you know, before the shareholders that's required in our bylaws. And so what we were going to recommend was that these two resolutions be, you know, submitted to the board of directors. We are, we have been talking to Cominco about trying to keep the drug testing program, you know, at the mine. You know, they do it at the port, right? And so Cominco is coming around and saying, well, what are you guys doing about drug testing in your own organization? You know, why should we set it up at the mine and you don't have it in your own organization? It's a big subject matter, and I think we'd have to really study this through, you know, the legal ramifications and all, and I think have the board consider it. But I think it would be hard for us to, you know, bring up. There is a process by which we bring, you know, stuff before the shareholders' meeting.
I do understand that, and part of that is from the IRA, and the other part's from this crisis is in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And I went to Don Arkensinger, I guess he's your vice president, our vice president,
mm-hmm.
and I asked him if you had a resolutions committee, and he just laughed me right out of the office. He didn't give me no specifics on how you go about presenting resolutions to NANA. So I figured we just wrote it up to ask the shareholders. If you get one-third in your bylaws, it states more than one-third of the shareholders together, well, you can pretty much make law. Change the bylaws or amend them. And if we could bring this to the shareholders and see what the shareholders want, then you guys can take it from there,
yeah.
The administration and the board.
The difficulty is that there's only maybe 10% or so of the shareholders really represented, you know, physically here. Physically, we have, you know, a majority of, you know, for a proxy purpose, not a majority, but I think a third is what we require for a shareholders meeting. Didn't he show you the section on the bylaws that shows you what it would take to get something before the shareholders?
From my understanding, that's why I brought it to your chairman here and asked him to put it on the agenda.
Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll talk with Richard Bannon, you know, and just kind of review the process again. But I think with the one dealing with alcohol and drug testing among our employees, I think that's probably something that should be discussed, you know, with the directors.
Well, the way we look at it, practice what you preach, you know.
Well, I understand that.
You're saying one thing and you're doing another, and that doesn't come together.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that it wouldn't be adopted. All I'm saying is that I think we need to discuss it, you know, with the board of directors.
Yeah, that's why we're going to bring it up at the annual meeting. We get all the directors together, and we're going to ask for public comment on it at the shareholder. Is there any problem in that?
Well, I think it can be discussed. I don't think there's any problem with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't like the alcohol when that's pretty much intertwined with the Rainbow Spirit Committee. It's making people aware. And if a lot of people haven't noticed already on ever since Constantine did go dry, it's made an impact on this whole region, the state of Alaska, because Barrow was dry for 12 years now, and they've had their problems for 12 years that didn't come out of the closet. Or that was Bethel, and Barrow the same way. Now, we're right in between to where we get all these radio conferences and whatnot, and it's all being brought out in the open. If we could bring the drugs out in the open, might have the same effect. As a young person, I pretty much, I've dabbled in that, and I know how rampant it is in our whole region here.
I don't think, practically speaking, I don't think that there would be a lot of opposition to it. I think that we need to discuss the implications and how we deal with it, just from a practical standpoint. You know, we do it. You know, there is drug testing that takes place in some of our companies already, you know, on the slope, but not generally speaking, you know, throughout, you know, the rest of our enterprises. And I think if the subject is brought up, I think the board will take a good hard look at it.
Yeah. Chairman, I'd like to comment, and you know, I don't like to complain about your staff, but I had some negative answers on the second page of that letter that I sent to you, alcohol and drugs that were being brought to Red Dog. And if you could give some direction to your staff within this line here, maybe these kind of problems we don't have to bring up to the floor, you know, if it could be handled in a way so that each individual would understand, he would understand, your staff would understand, if it was explained ahead of time. Now, I know there's no really any way to stop these two resolutions on the floor for this afternoon,